about 9 minutes after six is here. So Grease Man, ready to face another beautiful day. Did you hear that joke about the camel? Yeah, about this man who rents a camel over in Arabia. He has to cross the desert. It's a 150-mile trip, so he goes in there to rent a car at the rental agency. And the guy says, all the cars are out, all the four-wheel drives are out, but we got this camel, and we'll rent you it. And the guy's in such a hurry, figures, well, rather than walk across 150 miles of burning desert, he'll rent the camel. And as he's signing the papers, the guy says, there is one problem with this camel, however. Every 50 miles, the camel sits down, and in order to get him going again, you got to reach underneath him, grab his eighth wonder, and the guy stares at the rental man aghast, saying, what? You mean I have to bring the camel ecstasy? And the guy said, yeah, I know, we're embarrassed about it too, but that's the way the camel works. It's the only way to get him. And the guy says, well, all right, I'm desperate. What the hell can I do? So he gets all his belongings on the camel, and they start loping across the burning desert. And sure enough, after 50 miles, the camel sits down on the ground, and the guy looks around all embarrassed and grossed out, making sure nobody's watching. He reaches underneath the camel, grabs that thing, and the camel kind of smiles. The camel smiles, stands back up again, and off they go. Sure enough, they cross another 50 miles, and the camel sits down again, and the guy just takes out his Kleenex, disgusting, grabs that camel's thing, and a camel, off he goes again. Well, wouldn't you know, the next time the camel sit down, the guy, by this time, is an old hand at it, if you'll pardon the pun. And he reaches down there, and the camel shakes his head and just keeps sitting there. And the guy looks at the camel, and he says, well, what do you want? And the camel says,